Good people, welcome to Nerd vs. Noob Movie Reviews in 20 Qs. I am your host, Sam Hurley. Welcome back, everyone. And I am joined by my usual noob, Stacey Gavin. How are you, Stacey?
Good, thanks, Sam.
Wicked. And joining us, it's your old favourite, Spanky. How are you doing, Spanky?
Good, thanks, Sammy.
Oh, wicked. So, this week, guys, the treatment is going to get given to Guardians of the Galaxy ahead of Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2, which is coming out very soon. I thought we'd go back in time and do a little bit of reminisce over the goodness that was Guardians and give this one a crack. So, for those of you out there who haven't seen the movie Guardians of the Galaxy, how about you give us a plot, Stacey Gavin?
After stealing a mysterious orb in the far reaches of outer space, Peter Quill from Earth is now the main target of a manhunt led by the villain known as Ronan the Accuser. To help fight Ronan and his team and save the galaxy from his power, Quill creates a team of space heroes known as the Guardians of the Galaxy to save the world.
Yep, that sums it up. Now, as for the reviews, IMDb have given this 8.1. Rotten Tomatoes have this sitting at 91%, but Spanky, out of 10,000, what would you give Guardians of the Galaxy?
I'm going to sit right there with IMDb. I'd say 8,100. Right up there. Pretty good movie. I must say that I've probably watched it a couple of times, and I'm quite excited for Guardians 2.
Awesome. It was a bit of a revelation. What about you, Stacey? What would you give it?
7,843.
Quite a surprise. I thought you were going to give it a higher score than that. You've been giving quite high scores lately, Stacey Gavin.
Yeah, well, this is my first ever superhero movie that I watched, apart from the obvious, like Superman and Batman ones, you know, like first Marvel movie. And I even watched it before I met you.
Yeah, it's a miracle before and, she got nerdalized.
Yeah, but the reason this isn't as high as normal is because I think I've seen some better ones since then.
Fair enough. Cool. Well, I'd be pretty much on the same level as Spanky there. I'd give it 8,112. I think I might slightly like it a bit more than Spanky, but not that much more. Anyway, guys, if you haven't heard this podcast before, what we do is we review that movie by asking 20 weird and wonderful questions about it. So we start with an all play, finish with an all play, and take turns asking three questions in the middle. All right. After we get a bit of an homage to Raiders of the Lost Ark, where Peter Quill invades an ancient temple-y type area, he's tracked down by some of Ronan's boys, I think it is. Yeah. And they say to him, "Who are you?" And he says, "I'm Peter Quill, but you might know me as Star-Lord." To which they reply, "Who?" In the vein of very 70s, 80s, cheesy sort of sci-fi names, what would you guys name yourselves?
One of my favourites at the moment, Firefly, is sort of a Western sci-fi. Nathan Fillion, pretty much just wanting more Firefly. I would be the Space Cowboy.
Some people call me Space Cowboy.
Some people call me Maurice.
Some people do call him Maurice. What about you, Stacey?
So if I was captured by some of Ronan's boys, I would be saying, "I'm Stacey Gavin, don't you know me? I'm Stone Cold Stacey Gavin."
Jesus. For those of you that don't know, Stacey has no emotional reactions to anything ever.
Yeah, I do.
I'd call myself Captain Samtastic. I don't think you could come up with anything cheesier or 80s-er than that.
That is pure cheese right there.
Okay, sweet. Starting us off this week with our first set of three questions is Spanky.
All right, probably one of the big revelations of Guardians is very comedic. More so maybe even than the other Marvel movies. Quite a lot of comic relief there, but who's the funniest character?
That's easy. It's definitely Rocket. He's as quick as anything and witty.
Oh, yeah, he's awesome. And I'm going to need that guy's leg. Love that guy. I'm going to have to give it to the other obvious answer, which is Star-Lord. Star-Lord carries this movie, and he, on the very comedic chops of Chris Pratt, he's wonderful. But I feel remiss if we don't mention Drax. Drax is probably the unsung hero of this movie in terms of comedy, and it's a shame unsung hero isn't one of the questions, because he's awesome. Nothing gets over his head. Because he would catch it. Sweet.
What is that in the movie?
Yeah.
God.
All right. Heaps of cool little bits of technology is obviously based in space. And Star-Lord himself actually doesn't have any powers. That's probably one of the big things that the Guardians don't have. They don't have powers.
Well, he is human.
He is human. Yeah.
Well, he's half human.
Terran, so the script says. Suggest some of the cool Guardians technology that you'd be into having.
That guy's leg.
And that guy's eye.
Is it a normal leg?
No, it's like an electric prosthetic leg.
Oh.
No, I'm not going to go with that guy's leg. I'd like Star-Lord's ship, the Milano. Who wouldn't want to travel around space?
Pretty sweet ship.
Mm. Plus you get some random alien chicks just hanging out in there that you completely forgot the name of. So I'm not going to lie, I've forgotten your name.
Mine isn't a piece of technology, but it's something cool from the movie. I would like an Infinity Stone.
Do you think you have the power to wield an Infinity Stone?
Yeah, hell yeah. And always exciting things happen. Everybody wants an Infinity Stone, so, you know, like, if I had one, then...
Which Infinity Stone?
The ginger Infinity Stone.
The ginger one, yeah.
Time, yes. Space, power...
Ginger. What does it do? It destroys bored men's lives.
Right, okay. So they're building themselves a good franchise here, but one big thing in the market at the moment is crossovers between two big brands. Can you suggest a franchise crossover between Guardians of the Galaxy and another franchise?
Okay, I think this is really obvious and easy. These guys are a real ragtag, weird bunch of misfits, basically. They just get pulled together for this mission. And what better to match up with them than another weird ragtag bunch of people? And that is the chicks from Ghostbusters.
Fucking hell.
I think you're the only person in the entire world that's clamoring for that movie.
But they have got really cool guns and stuff that they can blow up ghosts and shit with. And I just think it would work.
Cool. Well, I'm just going to pretend I didn't hear that. Look, the Marvel Cinematic Universe has done a lot of different genres of movie, but one it hasn't tackled yet is horror. And I'm going to go with one of the most classic sci-fi horrors of all time, Aliens. I'd like to see Star-Lord and the gang take on the aliens.
That's a good one.
Cool. So that takes me on to my first set of three questions. So in the movie, cool ship is named the Milano, which is a reference to former child star Alyssa Milano. What would you name your own personal spaceship?
Okay, it's got to be someone real cool that I liked from my childhood. So my spaceship is going to be called the Fonz. Happy day!
Hey!
Yeah!
Right. Okay, now I don't know necessarily whether this is an 80s thing. It's probably more early 90s, but I think it counts. My ship would be called the Mary-Kate and Ashley. homage to the Olsen twins of Full House days. Yeah, it's not two ships. It's one ship called the Mary-Kate and Ashley.
Bit of a mouthful there.
Okay, so here's a quick question here for you guys. Guardians of the Galaxy was obviously a very lesser-known Marvel product. Or lesser-known Marvel comic. Had either of you two ever heard of the Guardians of the Galaxy before?
No.
I've read comic books, and the answer's still no.
That was the test. I pretty much put that in just to see if you had heard of them, Spanky, because neither. Well, I hadn't heard of them. Even in my nerdy history of being a massive fan of Marvel in the 90s, haven't heard of them. Mind you, they were very predominantly a 70s product. Anyway, takes us on to my final question. Stan Lee, as always, pops up in one of these Marvel movies and does a little cameo where Rocket Raccoon spots him and basically says, look at that creep. Now, who knows if Stan Lee's going to be in Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2, but I suspect it. How do you guys picture Stan Lee featuring in a cameo in Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2?
In my Stan Lee cameo, he's going to be scooting along in the background. Maybe it's a big battle scene. Maybe they're doing something really dramatic and he's just tootling along in the background in a little Jetson spaceship.
It looked like Jetson's boss, wouldn't he?
Right. So I think you've hit the nail on the head there, Stacey. Basically, he always is in the background. You know, it's sort of some sort of throwaway scene. So I can imagine Stan Lee eating some sort of intergalactic street food at a street food market type of thing. So maybe there's some sort of explosion in the air and a la Godzilla, someone looks up. And that person that happens to look up at the massive explosion in the sky is Stan Lee as he eats his intergalactic ramen noodle.
Excellent. Cool.
Yum.
Keep listening, dear listeners, and we'll tell you if either of these two were correct in our next podcast on Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2.
Righto. So I'm the noob, but I'm going to confess I did some research on this.
Me and Spanky were very surprised when we saw these questions.
And this is my question. According to IMDb trivia, Bradley Cooper told Howard Stern that he was paid more for voicing Rocket in this movie than for starring in Silver Linings Playbook and The Hangover combined. So that made me think, is a paycheck reflective of the job that you're actually doing?
I think in a way it is. It's reflective of being in a big budget Marvel movie that had a budget of $170 million. So I think it's reflective of the type of movie you're in. Well, first of all, no one expected the success of The Hangover. And Silver Linings Playbook was, you know, that sort of indie drama. It wasn't really a big budget film.
And I'm sort of leaning both ways, yes and no. Honestly, you've still got to learn the lines right. And working with CG is probably just as hard as working in real life. You have to portray all of the character through just your voice. So do I think actors get overpaid? Hell yes.
But we don't care. We'll still go watch them. Okay, so commitment to acting here. To prepare for the role of Nebula, Karen Gillan shaved her head. Yay or nay to chicks with shaved heads?
Yay, Natalie Portman, V for Vendetta.
Yay, Sigourney Weaver, original Aliens. Taking yay, Sinead back. O'Connor as well.
Yeah.
Nay, Britney Spears, when she shaved her head. But I actually bow to your yay, Natalie Portman.
Yeah. Wow, interesting. Not the answer I was expecting from you guys.
Hey, I'm bald myself, so I can't be too hairist.
Exactly. Okay, so following this film, there was renewed interest and demand for personal cassette players, especially classic Walkmans like Peter Quill's. So what else do you think experienced increased demand because of this movie?
Guardians of the Galaxy comics.
That is my answer.
Jesus.
Yeah, I mean, we discussed it already. It was so obscure.
Yeah, yeah. Or 80s music. The 80s yeah. music, obviously the soundtrack was a massive boon in this, so maybe we can answer it.
We'll combine forces and yeah, we'll go with that.
Oh, that's so nice.
Wicked. So that finishes off Stacey, takes us back to Spanky.
Just like any good team, the Guardians of the Galaxy are playing a after work game of football, I guess, or any sort of sport. You're one of the captains of the team. Who gets picked first and who gets picked last?
Groot gets picked first because he's big and tough, and who's going to mess with him on your team? And Star-Lord gets picked last because he's human.
And a bit of a whiny bitch.
Yeah.
I've got Groot as first. It's obvious choice. But my one is Drax. He takes everything too literally, and I think you'd have a hard time explaining the rules to him.
Yeah, good point. Too serious, Drax.
Yeah, you take the rules way too seriously, and you want someone on your team that's going to cheat just a little bit.
All right, so it's obvious that size doesn't matter. Rocket Raccoon there, obviously. Not everyone's favourite, but not at the end.
He was my runner-up, but he was very strategic, and you need a little general on your team.
See, he'd be the second pick. So Groot first, then Rocket. He wouldn't be first or last.
Mm. Okay, so use one of the characters' names to invent a bear and suggest what style of bear that might be.
Drax the Destroyer. Do I need to say any more?
Okay, and what is it?
That doesn't sound like bear to me.
Yeah, it'll be a stout and it will destroy your insides.
Right.
It will get you that sort of really real drunk, you know, maybe a high percentage beer, just get you plastered, destroy all morals and ethics.
I'm imagining a whole beer line out there, so if someone in the MCU's out there, do me a craft beer run.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Okay, so mine's going to be the Groot beer.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Say no more, Stacey.
Okay.
You can just, yeah,
that's
yeah.
enough.
That was great. The Groot bear.
Obviously, sharing a bit of screen time here, a la Avengers. What actor in Hollywood needs to be in the MCU?
I'm going to pick an actor who have not seen a lot of in a long time. In the Guardians of the Galaxy universe of Marvel, there's a character named Pip the Troll, and I want Joe Pesci to come back and play him.
Right. Everyone loves Joe Pesci. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good answer, but it's very specific.
Hmm. Oh, I'm just fan casting here.
Okay, awesome. Well, I just think that Marvel needs to recruit Bill Murray. He's an awesome actor. I don't know what role he'll play, but team him back up with ScarJo, and we could have a bit of a Lost in Translation, Lost in the Galaxy. I don't know. Some kind of crossover.
I'll throw in another really good one I thought of was Matthew McConaughey as Adam Warlock.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say Matthew McConaughey too.
So, according to Peter Quill, on our planet, there's the legend of Footloose. In this legend, a great hero named Kevin Bacon teaches an entire city full of people with sticks up their butts to dance. Now, what other 80s movie could make for a great legend that you could tell to some naive aliens, like Peter Quill tells to Gamora?
So, mine is a 17-year-old high school student and an eccentric scientist in his backyard travel through time in a DeLorean, a.k.a. Back to the Future.
And they teach an entire old 50s city how to dance? Or how to, do they teach people rock music while fighting off the advances of his mum?
Yep.
Creepy, but pretty good.
Okay, I was going to go with E.T. I was going to go with the theme of how we can be nice to aliens, but I've decided to change that, actually. And I'm going to go with an old classic. So, Deliverance. It's a space journey, or it could be a space journey through the cosmos. You know, a journey of self-discovery and how a group of people come together based by a number of... a number of trying situations, shall we say.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, Deliverance.
That'd make for an interesting legend. Yeah.
I've never seen this movie before, and I still don't really understand the legend.
Four people come together
to tell me.
In the face of rapists.
And that's right. And play
terrible banjo.
And
play, yeah.
That's right.
Quick question here, guys. At the end, Peter Quill challenges Ronan to a dance-off. Well, he doesn't really. He just starts dancing, and Ronan says, "What the hell are you doing?" He says, "Dance-off, bro." Now, if we are up against Ronan, which one of us would you put forward for a dance-off?
That's easy, it's Sam.
Aww.
I've actually never seen Spanky dance. But anyway, on that note, Sam's
he does go
awesome
from drinking
dancer.
To standing up, wandering around the dance floor, and then coma. So there's not really much of a middle ground for Spanky dancing.
I don't think you're going to win with that move.
What are you doing? Coma, bro.
In spite of your spiteful comments, I'm going to put me. I actually have some moves.
You can do it,
I have some moves, all right? All right. The slide and thrust.
What?
And the
dancing, Spanky.
The get kicked out.
Yeah. That's right. That's right. Some only a sample of my signature moves.
Wicked. So at the end, John C. Reilly's character, basically while talking to Glenn Close, says he's told us that he's not 100% a dick. And she sort of says, "Oh, do you believe him?" He's like, "Well, I don't believe that anybody is 100% a dick." Well, what about you guys? Or if you two believe that anybody is 100% a dick?
Yes.
Yes, and I can give some examples.
Yeah, I was going to say, where do we start? So this movie had a budget of $170 million. Now, that is a phenomenal, unimaginable amount. What do you think you could actually buy with this amount of money?
The answers are endless. A sports team, maybe, or a tropical island. That's all to yourself.
I have an answer. Right. And I've actually got a bit of a theme going here with my answers, and it's the rights to Fantastic Four, right?
Ooh.
You might not be able to quite get it, but I believe that this franchise is so dilapidated and destroyed by... who's got the rights at the moment?
Fox.
By Fox.
You need to know who you're buying it off.
You know, they destroyed it because no one wanted to go see it.
Because it's terrible. Just putting it out there. So with $170 million, I propose to buy the rights to Fantastic Four back.
And then you've got no money left over to make a movie.
Yeah, but you could gift it to Marvel and take a share of the profits.
But I've got the Silver Surfer bitches.
Oh, yeah, Silver Surfer and Galactus.
That's right.
And the Fantastic Four.
Whoa,
and the Skrulls.
Oh. Yep.
All the shit that we'd love to see in the MCU, especially Galactus.
Righto. Just putting it out there, if the Guardians of the Galaxy don't protect the galaxy... who will?
The Silver Surfer.
The Silver Surfer. Galactus.
After I've bought the rides, it's the Silver Surfer.
And I'm going to go a little bit premature. We've got Captain Marvel coming out soon. Captain Marvel is rumored to be the most powerful character in the MCU. Brie Larson, hello. If you're listening, Brie Larson, I can't wait.
All right, guys, who's your favorite character?
It's too easy. It's just Groot. I am Groot. I am Groot. I am Groot.
Yeah, I am Groot.
I am Groot. I am Groot. I am Groot.
Hey, I've got some trivia on that. So Vin Diesel, when he was recording the voice for Groot, repeated that line over 1,000 times in recordings for use in this movie.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
See, that's the argument for that being, for the voiceover job actually being really difficult. To get the expression and what he's saying in 1,000 different ways in the same word.
Yeah, exactly. Matter-of-factly, humorously, you know, ponderously. Yeah, that's amazing. I am going to go with Gamora. Yeah, I'm Zoe Saldana. I'm a big fan of hers. I thought she was the character that had the most sort of interesting depth to her and showed a bit of an emotional range. You know, and she was just one tough mother, man.
And I already got Groot.
Yeah, that's it. God damn it. after Groot, I mean, they're all, like, pretty equal. But I really like Gamora. I just thought she was a decent character.
And also, do you think it's because we haven't spent enough time talking about her?
That might have something to do with it. And I also have a massive question.
There was no question of who's the hottest chick, who would you want to sleep with?
Yeah, I feel like we haven't mentioned Gamora nearly enough. So. Yeah, anyway, guys, that takes us down to our final all-play question. As we've discussed, there's a lot of epic music in the Guardians of the Galaxy. I think the album went platinum despite having no original songs. We've got Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 coming up, and me being the massive nerd, I actually know one or two of the songs that are on that Volume 2 super awesome mix that Peter Quill will have, but I'm not going to spoil it by naming any of them. What three songs from the early 70s, 80s would you put on your super awesome mix Volume 2?
First one's a bit of a homage to someone who's died recently. So it's Prince, Raspberry Beret, the kind you find in a secondhand store. My second one would be a seminal 80s track, so I believe Toto, Africa, an absolute classic. And then one that I think fits Star-Lord's profile down to a T, it's MJ with Smooth Criminal.
Oh, that's good. Oh, that's what a way to finish it.
Those are my three songs for Awesome Mix Volume 2.
Good choices there, Spanky. There's so many good songs in the 80s, it was very hard to narrow it down, so I had to go with an angle. So here's my angle. I was born in 1983, so I looked up popular songs in 1983. So the Billboard number one song the week I was born was Come On Eileen. Isn't that terrible?
Yeah, it is. But anyway. Not for Eileen. I mean, especially okay. For Eileen. She was getting drenched.
So, but we're going to follow that. So. What are you on about?
Come on, Eileen.
She's got drenched in cum.
She's getting drenched.
Okay, I got it. All right, but luckily for everybody, that was only number one for 1 week before MJ also took it away with Beat It. So that's my second song for the awesome mixtape. And my last one is one I actually organically picked. And then as luck would have it, it also took over from number one 3 weeks after Beat It took over in 1983. And that is a David Bowie classic, Let's Dance.
See, this is kind of ironic because Spanky, you picked a Prince song and I also have a Prince song, but I went with Purple Rain. Stacey, you said David Bowie, and I mean, he was a star man on Earth. What better person to pick than David Bowie? But for this one, I went for Life on Mars. Mm. I thought that'd be quite applicable to this song.
Yes, both relevant.
Both relevant to the movie. And then finally, it's not going to be a Guardians Galaxy movie unless we get some sort of suicide mission at the end. And I thought, what sort of suicide mission type song would you love to hear thumping through a movie theater speakers, and that's why I went with AC/DC, Highway to Hell.
Oh, that's actually a good one, but random.
Yeah, there was a lot of others that just sort of flew out there. I mean, I really wanted to put Led Zeppelin or Pink Floyd in there somewhere, but
I sort of had the feeling like there was a R&B funk theme to Awesome Mix, so I tried to stick in that vein, but
I agree. The other one I was toying with was Guns N' Roses, Paradise City.
Or Hot Stuff.
It's gonna
be some hot stuff. Yeah. You know, like they're flying towards the sun or something. Donna Summer. That's
yeah, Donna Summer, yeah, there we go. What about like Total Eclipse of the Heart?
Yeah, that was a good idea.
I did think of that. Also heard Fleetwood Mac's The Chain in the trailer.
Ooh. Fleetwood Mac, yeah. Perfect.
Anywho, guys, that takes us to the end of our podcast. Thank you for listening. Noob, did you enjoy this movie? Would you recommend other noobs out there go and watch this movie ahead of Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2?
No. I don't think
what?
Yep, that's right. I don't think you need to. You don't need to go back and watch this. Just go to the movie theater next week and watch the next one. I'm sure you'll be fine.
What about you, Spanky? Got any final thoughts?
Marvel did heaps with characters that we didn't know anything about. Probably the weight of expectation wasn't on them, which allowed them to do a lot more with the characters than anyone expected. So was just an absolute gem of a movie. Probably going to be looked back as one of the classic origin stories of the Marvel Universe.
Yeah, I mean, my final thoughts is obviously a great movie. Go and watch it. All good. So thank you for listening to our podcast. Like and subscribe on all the usual platforms. You can find us on YouTube. You can suggest some movies, suggest some questions to us. But the next movies we are going to do is Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. You've got a couple of days before we go and see that and review it. So flick us some questions for that. Spider-Man's coming up.
God, I'm dying for that. When's it coming out?
That's July. And we do have Wonder Woman between now and then as well.
Yeah, but DC's been pretty crap so far. But it's always good. Makes for a good podcast.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, yeah. Suicide Squad 1 is definitely one of my favourites, where we hear the mental breakdown of Stacey Gavin. Anyway, that's thanks for me.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks and good night.
Now look at us. We're standing around a microphone saying good night like a bunch of jackasses.
Is that out of the movie? What happened to the compliment sandwich, Steve? The fuck is Steve?
I'm so glad I'm recording already. Who the fuck is Steve? He's not even a character in the movie we're doing.
Steve?
Lay off the beers, bro. Well, Steve, what's your name again?
Yep, I'm a bit of a mouthful sometimes.
You need to see a doctor, bro.